This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement. How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and on this episode, I'll be talking about the book Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. This is the second part out of our three-part series focusing on this book. Just to recap, the first episode was about aspiration. The second episode I'll be talking about today is about success. And the final episode next week we'll be talking about failure. So thanks again for joining me, and I'll get to it. So to really frame it up, ego is the wicked sister of success. Ego shortens whatever success we feel. We stop learning and listening, and we almost become victims of ourselves and others. When we win, our ego softens our drive that got us to the victory in the first place. Our ego wants us to think that the rules no longer will apply to us because we've achieved our success. And because of this, it's very intoxicating, yet it very much requires sobriety. And with these simple steps that Holiday goes through, it's a good way to keep ego in check when you are successful. So one of the first points is to always stay a student. Every person and situation you encounter is and can be a teacher, not necessarily in the direct sense, but in the sense that you can always learn something from every single person that you encounter, whether it's what to do, what not to do, how to do something, how not to do something. Every victory that you achieve puts you at a new level of playing field, so it means you have to learn more in order to compete in your new level of competition. What got you to this level of success won't take you to the next level of success. And don't let ego tell you that there isn't a next level of success, because there always is a place to improve and a place to get better. So the humble improve, and you want to stay humble and keep ego in check, because then you don't assume you know the only way. You always want to change your environment so that you're the dumbest one in the room, because you always want to be learning. You always want to be struggling to achieve more. And by being the smartest person in the room, you'll assume that you have nothing else to learn, since no one there can really teach you much because you've beaten all of them. And remember, an amateur gets defensive, whereas a professional likes to be challenged and likes to be uncomfortable so that they can work past that and win again. Secondly is to, very importantly, don't tell yourself a story. When you create a narrative, you impose this clarity that never could be there or never is there. Success isn't a clean story. If you can imagine a straight line graph going up, that's not success. Success is messy, dirty, and gritty, and takes a lot of resilience and determination to get there. So you must remember to never pretend we're on some great story, because we're not. You must remain focused on the execution and executing with excellence. You want to set standards of performance so that they take care of the smaller details. Because once you get the small details right, the results will follow. This is because it establishes excellence in everything you do, and not just because we had a grand vision or this elegant story we told ourselves about victory. You must always remember what's important to you. Ego undermines greatness by creating envy, insofar as we always want to be better than everybody else. So this leads us to wasting our lives doing things we don't like, to prove ourselves to people we don't respect, to get things that we don't want. And that's a very deep question to ask yourself and put things into perspective, as to really reframe the underlying why of what it is that you're doing. Competition is important to society, but you need to be certain what you're competing against and what your competition is. You just remember, you don't want to waste your energy on somebody else's path. It's not about being better than others, but being the most you that you're capable of being, and being the best at what you choose to do. You don't want to get lost in fighting a battle with someone that was playing a totally different game to what you are. And when you combine insecurity and ambition, you get an inability to say no to things. Ego wants it all and doesn't want to trade off on anything. This whole "you can be everything and do everything that you want" is a lie. You must really focus down and concentrate on one thing and really build on that. You want to be an inch wide and a mile deep rather than a mile wide and an inch deep. And ego believes that, or wants you to believe, that you can do every single thing on the face of the planet, and in reality you can't. You have to say no to a lot of things in order to be great at that one thing. and understand, I mean, this leads us to, you want to understand what you don't want in life, because it is impossible to have it all. Almost everything that we do is mutually exclusive. Everyone has 24 hours in a day. You can't change that and you can't do anything about that. So by spending an hour on this one thing, your opportunity cost of not doing something else is very, it might not be apparent, but you need to remember what you're allocating your time to carefully. When you're successful, ego gives a sense of entitlement and also paranoia. Success lies a cloud over people. It involved rejection and taking risks. We didn't give up in the face of ridiculous odds to get to where we are today. The actions make us feel vindicated because we in a sense made the reality. We created our own reality. But you must remember that you need to regularly remind ourselves of the limits of our power and reach. This entitlement robs our views of others, and they aren't as powerful as us. We get this sense that we're better than everybody else, and this sense of being better than everyone else kind of removes this greatness that success has. And it also makes you striving to want more, because your ego is telling you, you have it all already. Another important thing to do when we are successful is to remember we need to manage ourselves. It's not enough to have good qualities, we must know how to manage them. The days become less and less about doing and more about managing once we're in the success state. Ego will tell you that when you're managing, you can do things differently. But you need to remember that at the end of the day, you're not better than anyone else. And at the core of managing, you will most likely have to do the things as they have been done before. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. Your ego will tell you you need to create a new and better wheel, but at the end of the day, it's still a circle rolling on the ground. When you're successful, you need to beware the disease of me. Ego needs honors in order to be validated. Confidence is able to wait and focus on the task at hand, sacrificing praise. Once you've made it, craving recognition now matters. But you never ever earn the right to be greedy. You never deserve any of the praise or recognition you get. The dangerous irony of success is that you become what you never wanted to be. It doesn't make you a bad person to want rejection either. A good analogy came from a soccer coach, and he says, you want to play for the name on the front of the jersey so that people will remember the name on the back of the jersey. And this is kind of a great thing to have. So you need to remember that you're not the most important person in the world. Even though you have achieved greatness, you're still not the center of the universe. Another good way to keep ego in check is you need to meditate. They call it meditate on the immensity. Whatever meditation may mean to you, what holiday means is that you become connected to something greater than yourself. A lot of people use their connection with nature to realize that their manly problems are infinitesimally small. You're just one life on the face of a planet that's within a Milky Way, that's within the universe, so really, you don't matter. Material success will draw away from what's important, and ego tells us that activity, that being the center of attention, is the only thing that matters, where it really doesn't. If you have this connection with nature, connection to something bigger than you, that automatically put you in a mindset that you are not the center of the universe. So that it creates this duality. You need to bask in the relevance and irrelevance of your connection with the universe. This gives you perspective. On one side, you're very important to you, obviously, and the other side, what you do doesn't mean anything to anybody. So you need to kind of keep this mindset in balance. Don't let your importance get to your head, but don't let the irrelevance of your nature get to your head either, because then that's a dangerous path to go down. You also want to maintain your sobriety in this new seat of success. You don't want to be consumed with ego, power, or position. You want to think of success like a tortoise. You want to be slow and steady. Ego, on the other hand, tells us that success is only achieved by putting all effort at 1,000%, getting to the top as fast as possible. Ego doesn't want you to have patience for waiting. We believe that ego and energy are the only way to get to the top, because passion and purpose are like the two things that drove everyone, and everyone always gave 1,000%, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But what you really want to do is you want to maintain a calm and cool-headedness, so there's no need to stand up for ourselves when it doesn't matter. You need to pick your battles. Do you really need to draw certain lines in the sand? You need to be careful that when you stand up for a principle, it's not just for your own personal vendetta. Don't be deceived by the recognition you've gotten or the money in your bank account, because they really don't matter. And at the end of the day, charisma never solved any problem. A little brief excerpt as to what happens after success. Aristotle had what he called the golden mean, otherwise known as the middle ground, because virtue and excellence are points along a spectrum. So you want to find that middle ground between the two of them, and not be taken on either side. You want to avoid the undisciplined pursuit of more. Ego will tell you that after one victory, you can get another victory and another victory. In other areas, in anything that you set your mind to, ego would tell you you can do it. And you'll lose track of your goal, if there ever was one, and you'll end up somewhere you didn't intend to be. Nature tends back to the mean. So what he's trying to say here is that the more successful you are, the harder it is to keep that success and keep growing, because just the law of nature wants you to come back to the middle. And when you're coming down, it's a lot easier to come back up, just hedging towards that middle ground, that homeostasis, as you were. And finally, you need to remember that just because you won once doesn't mean you can do it forever. Ego will tell you that I'm victorious today and I'll be victorious tomorrow and forever till the end of time, whereas that's clearly not the case. You need to keep working hard. You'll be in new playing fields. You'll be in new levels of competition with new levels of success that you get. And that's kind of all that Holiday has to say for success and dealing with the ego when you're in these great times of success, because it really is easy to fall into this stupor of success and let it cloud your judgments, cloud your actions, whereas what you really need to do is acknowledge that you're successful, but also remember that you need to keep putting in the hard work, keep learning, keep striving, keep doing for more towards that goal that you set for yourself, and keep true to your principles. So that's all I have for today regarding success from Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. Tune in next week for our third and final series, where we address failure and how to deal with the ego during bad times. So that's all I have for today. So go out and I highly recommend getting Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. Read from it or listen to it. Definitely use it. This has been someone on the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.